And now I'm going to call up Joe Tartaro and Alan Gottlieb to close it down. Thank you very much for your attention. It was a pleasure to meet you all, and I hope to see you all next year.
Thank you all for coming. It takes a lot of planning and a lot of effort by staff and friends and supporters to organize and conduct a conference of this scope. It's always a little disappointing on Sunday morning where there's about a quarter to a third of the original base audience being here. But we figure those are the most intensely active people. So our applause goes for those who have stayed with us all weekend. Thank you. This has been one of our better conferences, and we don't say that every year, but we keep improving, and I think we improve in part because we learn from what you would like us to do, and your input is always welcome. You can email or mail in comments for a review, your comments with regard to ways to improve the conferences in the future. We try to cover an awful lot of topics, and I think this year we had the most speakers we've ever had at any conference. Maybe we'll have fewer next year, so we'll run better on time. I have to thank Julianne Versnell and my daughter Peggy for their work, but especially to thank all the staff who've worked on this and have been out in the halls and will be here after you're gone picking up the pieces. But next year, we'll be meeting again last weekend in September in Houston, Texas. I hope you'll join us. Thanks.
Thank you all for coming and staying to the bitter end. I know it's been an awful lot of time commitment on your behalf. It's greatly appreciated by me, particularly because I'm the one that has to go out and raise the money to put these conferences on. And I like to make sure, being the steward of our funds, that our funds are well spent and aren't wasted. So I gauge a couple things. You know, one, not just the number of people in attendance, but also the quality of the attendees, the attentiveness and the input that you people put back into us, and what goes on in the networking in the halls, and the ideas that are being germinated for future growth of the gun rights movement. And I just want to report back to you. I'm satisfied. I think our money's been well spent. So I want to give yourself, you all give yourself a round of applause. You know, again, Joe mentioned, just picking up on what Joe said, that, you know, each conference, some of them are a little different, some get better, some get worse, whatever it might be. My feeling is that the last three or four of these conferences have been all unique. It's hard to always, you know, beat the last one, but each one has something unique as a twist to it, depending on current events going on that we have no control over, or, you know, other things that are happening. Last year's conference in Chicago had a bigger attendance because Chicago has a bigger local population base for local people, and was very, very emotional with the McDonald family being there and him being awarded the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award for all the work that he's done in helping us all defend the Second Amendment. And it was very emotional driven. Each one gets a different slight theme to it, and it has a unique twist of its own. And it's really hard for me to ever say what the best GRPC has been or might ever be, for that matter. But this one was really up there, way near the top, and I really appreciate all of you staying to the end and making this the event that it really was. Thank you, and I'll officially adjourn it and hope to see you all in Houston next year. Conference adjourned.